Alaska has its first writing center located in downtown Anchorage. The 49 Alaska Writing Center opened 2 months ago. It offers retreats, workshops, and classes in different writing genres and on the business of writing. Andromeda Romano-Lax is a local author and co-founder of the center. She says they came up with a unique way to help fund the project.
We sort of have a split personality. Not only do we start a writing center, but we started a guest house because we found out about a beautiful little building that opened up for lease downtown right next to Snow City Cafe. And we call this facility Raven Place. And what we decided to do was create a little place that could be a writing center from October to April and a vacation rental by owner guest house in the summer, as well as occasional dates the rest of the year. And this way, the revenue from our visitor rentals would help pay for some of the cost of running a writing center in Alaska.
And why does Alaska need a writing center?
Well, it absolutely does need that and more. It needs all we can do for the arts and especially the literary arts. I believe that we have more writers per capita than most states. We just have tremendous storytelling potential and a lot of great writers and a lot of lovers of literature. And I know myself as a writer that in the past, you know, I tended to be a loner, but you can be sort of a loner as a writer and yet still pine for connection and still need opportunities to keep learning your craft throughout your life. I myself went from being a journalist to a nonfiction writer to a novelist to a screenwriter, an aspiring screenwriter. And in every one of those transitions, I needed to learn more and I needed to network and I needed to be inspired. And what we found through the 49 Writers blog is that that's how most Alaska writers are. We love to go to our own corners and do our writing, but then periodically we need to get together and learn and be part of a community. So the blog does a little bit of that, but in terms of offering actual creative writing instruction and inspiring retreats, we decided we needed more of an actual physically located writing center. And then in addition to the physically located writing center, which currently is called Raven Place, we want to develop programming that can travel throughout the state because we don't think that writing instruction should be limited to Anchorage. We think there's resources and programs we can share across the state.
And what, when you're working in the writing community, what types of writing are people doing out there? When you're thinking about crafting workshops, how will they be tailored? Is it more nonfiction, travel writing, fiction writing? What are you seeing?
We have people doing absolutely everything. I actually just came back from a writers' conference in Skagway where I was on faculty and had a chance to talk with a lot of Alaska writers. Used to be that there were more nonfiction writers, essayists, travel writers, nature writers, but I think we're seeing an increase in the kinds and quality of fiction writing. We have playwriting, screenwriting. There's actually been a big burst in interest in Alaska screenwriting in the last year or two, especially poetry. I don't know if I've young adult, children's. I mean, we've got it across the board. There's writers, you know, that people would recognize. And then there's this whole new class of writers, you know, people that have started writing in the last 5 to 10 years that some of us haven't heard of, but they're just really getting started right now. And we have everything from they're just coming out of the closet beginning writer all the way to, you know, our wonderful, well-established professional writers and people like our Alaska State writer, Nancy Lord, and I can name a whole bunch of those names. But I think we're actually entering sort of a new golden age of writing in Alaska, and I think things like the internet and new organizations are helping us kind of act and grow as a group.
Andromeda Romano-Lax is co-founder of the 49 Alaska Writing Center.